Blog Talk Radio.
Greatest U football show in the entire world, Hotbed Radio. Yours truly, Brandon O'Doy. Sue me for what, Mr. U football? Rainy night here in South Florida, where we broadcast from, but nevertheless, it's a hotbed world. It's going down May 1st and 2nd, the first ever National Middle School Quarterback Showcase. Top 60 quarterbacks from across the country in 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. What more can I say about this? I mean, I'm talking about the absolute mecca when it comes to youth football quarterback showcases. And one of the reasons we're doing this, and that's what people have to understand as you log on tonight to the best youth football talk show radio show in the entire world, because it's a hotbed world. The show's brought to you by Next Play. Log on to next-play.net. This is the absolute avant-garde in combine software. Ever been to a combine with your clipboards and your stopwatches? Well, when you come to a football hotbed combine, talent showcase, those all go away. As simple as downloading the app on your mobile phone, and you can even time the 40-yard dash with a timer that's a part of the app. Man, it's really, really super incredible. But back to this awesome event we're having over at Cardinal Gibbons, one of South Florida's best football programs. It's going to be a truly sensational event. And, of course, I'm going to have, joining me in just a moment, the very best, Coach Drew Phillips of the Phillips QB Academy, who's going to help me break down a lot of the interests that we have tonight. And Coach Drew's going to give those who are listening, those who are already confirmed and attending, some tips to keep in mind when they're on their way to Fort Lauderdale to participate in our showcase. And he's going to help everybody get prepared for this great and awesome, amazing event. And just after we finish up that segment, we're going to continue on to talk about something else that I'm highly excited about, which is the Arizona Select All-American Combine presented by Football Hotbed and Next Play. I am finally going to the desert. Brandon O'Doy will finally, after all of this time, get to the desert. I could not be more excited. It's one of those situations where you just got to know the backstory. During my time at ABC News as a network news producer, covering the John McCain campaign, already had my Hyatt Hotel, Phoenix, Arizona hotel room booked. I was ready to go, and I was going to come to the desert. And I was denied, sent on another trip. I've been salty ever since. That was 2008. It's been a long time coming. And now, April 26, 2015, Brandon O'Doy will finally get to the desert. So we're going to talk about our Arizona Select Combine. We're going to talk to, you know, some really good folks that are making it happen. But right now, let's go out to the National Camp Series phone lines. NationalCampSeries.com for all your specialist needs, training the nation's best kickers, punters, and long snappers. Drew Phillips of the Phillips QB Academy, my friend and my co-host for this segment. Drew, what's going on tonight, man? Welcome in the Hot Bed Radio.
Well, I appreciate you having me back. I'm excited to talk a little bit more about the showcase and looking forward to having some of these kids on tonight and getting the audience an opportunity to talk and hear and listen to them and let them give you their background, and it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, definitely a good night indeed. Now, a lot of people are kind of buzzing over what's going on, and you, of course, did your breakdown of a lot of the quarterbacks, and you've gotten a chance to get intimately acquainted with these quarterbacks as you've scouted them, and I don't think we've ever actually told our audience in Hotbed World exactly what we were looking for, specifically you were looking for to see before you went ahead and extended the invitation to be a part of this very select group, because we are completely full in our 2021 class, sixth grade, getting there in seventh grade, and very much getting there in eighth grade. There's really only a couple of people that we're making some final decisions on. But just, you know, overall, Drew, just give everybody an understanding of sort of where your thought process was when you were making your initial player evaluation.
Oh, there were a lot of things that went into this process. First and foremost, we required all our participants who were nominated to have some sort of film. So we wanted to see these kids, how they performed against their local competition. We wanted to see, how they stacked up against some of the guys they were playing against, how they looked against the competition in their area. So we wanted to make sure that film was seen and had. One of the big things I would encourage the parents is this: if you're not filming your child, I would recommend to start doing that now. If not only to help with breaking down film and looking at different things and saying maybe we could have done this better or not, but also to when an event like this comes up, you know, we can't just take everybody who says, hey, my kid's good, or hey, I'm really good at it. We have to see it on film, and you have to put it together, because if we just took everybody, it would add up on us. So first thing we wanted to see is we wanted to see film. Secondly, we wanted to make sure I was looking at a bunch of different things. I wanted to see how fast they were. Were they elusive in the pocket? Were they quick? Could they make plays happen with their feet? When they got out in open space, were they able to break away from the defense, or were they a runner that would run through guys? So we wanted to see how guys stacked up when they were running. The thing we also wanted to see was, could the guy throw the ball? So we didn't want to just have guys who were who could just dink it and dunk it in the backfield. We wanted to see, can this guy throw the ball more than 20 yards? How far can he throw it? How does this ball look? When it comes out of his hand, is it a tight spiral? Is it wobbly? We wanted to see if he could make some of the long throws, the longer throws, the deep ends, the digs, the deep outs. And so there were a lot of things that we evaluated throughout this process. And, you know, it was a collective. We wanted a collective quarterbacks. We didn't want one thing or another. We just wanted a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything indeed, and you speak about that, and someone who brings a little bit of everything from the Dallas area is none other than Brendan Mayo. Brendan, welcome on the Hotbed Radio. It's a Hotbed World. You're on with Brandon O'Doy and Coach Drew Phillips. How's it going tonight, man?
It's going good. How are y'all?
Doing good. Kind of got your Texas accent picked up. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Brendan, and where exactly you are in Texas, and what school you're going to, and just a little background information on the team you played with this past season.
Yeah, I'm from Yulee, Texas. It's more around Lubbock area, and we play pretty tough schools around here. It's pretty good competition for what I get to play against, and I'll be attending Yulee High School, and I've just been working every day, all the time. You know, I don't have a whole lot I can do around here as far as quarterback training. So I usually sometimes will drive up to Abilene, get some athletic training in. But, man, it's been fun. I've been doing this on, doing this mostly on my own right now. And, I mean, there's no way I'd rather do it. I mean, I love doing it and getting better every single day, you know, and make sure that I do it every single day. I mean, got to make straight A's, got to stay up in school. You know, you can never slack off now because that's all that colleges look for, and you got to keep grinding. And if you don't, then you can be in trouble. And so that's one thing I've just really been focusing on is keep grinding every day. Always do something to get better every single day. Watch film, go outside, throw the ball, get better physically, mentally, you know, help my teammates out. I mean, they help me out all the time. And you just got to create a family around you, and you got to make yourself out there, and you got to show everyone what you got so you can go out and do special things. That's a big thing that I really work on, and, you know, I've never doubted anyone or myself. And I've always been one to strive and have that passion for football and just live for it and do everything I can to be the best.
Absolutely, hey, I can already just sense and feel the intensity and the level of concentration and the desire to compete that you have. Say hello to Coach Drew Phillips tonight. Drew, you got Brendan Mayle on the line, who, by the way, has the distinct honor of being the first person ever to be confirmed for the National Middle School Quarterback Showcase. So I guess when this event is many, many, many years old, your name will go down in history, Brendan. So say hello to Coach Drew Phillips tonight.
How's it going, Coach?
It's going well, buddy.
Yeah, I just want to say thanks for the invite. You know, you contacted me a few months back and got through social media, and we'd been talking for a while, and you told me you're going to invite me. So we were waiting on it. We were ready. We were going to do it right, and I just happened to be the first one.
Well, if anybody had an opportunity to read the article that came out this week that kind of showcased a little bit about the 2019 class, you could read my little spiel on Brendan, and you can just hear from what his talk that he wants to win. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. He was the first one to sign up for a reason. He's coming in to this showcase with a chip on his shoulder. He wants to prove he's the best. He's constantly going out, working hard, trying to get better, trying to get faster, trying to get stronger. He recently won the top underclassman award for the NUC Combine in Texas. And what I like about Brendan and his game is that he can be featured in a number of different offenses. He's not a one-trick pony. You can put him up under center and have him run a pro-style offense, or you can put him in the spread and let him run around a little bit and have him run the little Texas A&M football and have him toss it over the yard. So you could tell when Brendan's on the line, Brendan's here to win. He wants to be the best. He wants to be known as the best, and he's going to come out. He's going to work hard to try to make that his goal.
Yes, sir, definitely. I've always had a chip on my shoulder, and you couldn't have worded it any way better. I mean, that was – when I read that, you know, I was like, yeah, he knows me. I could tell, Coach, that you really understood how I was, because that's always been me.
Well, Brendan, I want you to tell the audience a little bit about what you've been doing to get ready for this showcase.
Yeah, I've been – I mean, I have track practice after school. I run track as soon as I get done running track, you know, I'm out there on the field and I'm throwing. I got my guys out there. After they get done, they come out there and we'll throw the ball around for an hour. And then we go in, we do weightlifting, and we're just constantly, every day. I mean, I come home, I work on my footwork, my throwing. I got to work on my mechanics all the time to keep up with it, because I don't have a quarterback trainer around here that I can go to, and I've never had one. So I learn from camps, and all I do is progress it and just keep basically just reps all the time and just keep working and keep throwing as many balls as I can. I probably throw 100 to 200 a day after track practice if I can. And, I mean, I'm just constantly trying to smooth it out and make it better, make my feet better, quicker, more athletic, be an athlete, and, you know, just stay up to date and not ever get behind on anything, because I know that if you do, then you got a long ways to go to catch back up.
A long ways to go, indeed. Hey, listen, man, I think we're all inspired by your motivation, and you're just self-motivated. And, you know, Brendan, we're looking forward very much to seeing you come down and really do what you got to do to show why you're one of the nation's best out there from West Texas. So before we let you go tonight and talk to a few other quarterbacks, why don't you go ahead and give a couple of shout-outs, family members and friends and coaches and whoever you want to give some props to tonight as we get ready to sign off with you and talk to some other folks.
Yeah, I just want to shout-out, I mean, and none of this is possible without the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, I shout out to my dad. He's always been there for me. My mom, she's always helped me through everything. And my brother, who's in the Army right now, he's been real supportive of me during all this, and I really support him too. My sister, she's out there catching the balls whenever my brother's gone. She's doing everything she can to help me whenever I ask her. And so, I mean, shout out to my grandparents. They always – you know, make sure that I'm on my game and I'm mannerful and I'm always respectful. And, you know, shout out to my whole family. And my whole family is a part of all of this, and they're my fans, and I love them.
Absolutely, and I'm sure they love you too. Wonderful to have you on, Brendan Mayo. We'll talk to you real soon. It's a hotbed world. Thanks for being on the show tonight.
Thanks, Coach.
Now, hey, man, I've got chills, Drew. I don't know about you, man, but I'm feeling some kind of way. I mean, the intensity and just the focus of that young man, gosh, I can't wait to see him in a few weeks.
Brendan's ready to go right now. He's ready to go right now. And that's
no quarterback.
That's one thing I want to tell.
No excuses. Man, I'm out here. I'm training. Got my sister catching balls. Man, if that doesn't fire you up, I don't know what it takes. Man, I am just ready to go right now.
One thing I want to say about the class of 2019 is if you're just going to show up, you're going to be in some trouble, because there are guys that are grinding in the class of 2019. They want to win. I mean, they are grinding every day to get better. So, and that's a prime example right there. Brendan Mell he's ready to go.
He's ready to go. I mean, and you know, you and I talked about this offline, and, you know, we don't get very personal a lot of times. But, you know, most people know that I'm a minister full-time. It's been good and awesome to see these kids, you know, spiritually focused with their faith and giving honor to God as they, you know, prepare. I really, really love that. It's definitely not a requirement, but it's always cool to see young men, especially 6th, 7th, and 8th graders doing that. It's refreshing, and, you know, particularly with Brendan, I mean, gee whiz, this kid is really ready to go. I mean, like you said, you better bring your lunch pail to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Carmel Givens High School a couple of weeks, because it's going to be insane with the competition.
It's going to be something else. I mean, there's going to be nothing like it, and it's going to be one of a kind. There's no question about it.
Definitely. Want to now get to Lance Alderson, who's calling in from the Florida area. Lance representing, and Lance, good to have you on Hot Bear Radio tonight. It's a Hot Bear World. How's everything going?
It's going pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, Lance, and just give us, you know, your background information, what grade you're in, and tell us, you know, what team you played for and why you're excited about coming out to this competition.
I'm in the sixth grade, and I played at Pop Warner before, and I played for Valrico Rams, and I always go outside and play with my brother and sisters and work out all the time. And, yeah.
Absolutely. And say hello to Coach Drew Phillips tonight. And he's the one that recruited you to this event. And, you know, Coach Drew, what do you think about Lance?
Lance is an interesting case. Lance is a sixth-grade kid in Valrico, the greater Tampa Bay area. And Lance is about 5'7", 5'8", and about 140 pounds for a sixth grader. So right off the bat, he's already a pretty big sixth grader. One thing that Lance does better than anybody in this area, in his area, is he's got the best pocket presence and awareness of anybody in his grade. He's got really good footwork, really good drops and steps, can move around the pocket and make things happen with his arm. He's not looking to run. He's looking to beat you downfield. And what's great about Lance is that even if he gets rattled or if he gets pressured, what he can do down the field is he just keeps his eyes downfield and makes plays with his arm. He gets the guys, gets the ball to his playmakers and goes out there and makes sure that he's going to put his team in the best position to win the game.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's good to have that relationship. Coach Phillips is your QB coach. Lance, what are some of the things that, you know, have stayed with you since you've been working out with Coach Phillips?
A lot, like worth it, and keep my confidence up and give me tips on a lot of stuff and strive to be the best.
Absolutely. Hey, congratulations again to you, Lance. Why don't you go ahead and give us a few shout-outs before we let you go tonight?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Drew. Thanks for having me for the showcase, and thanks for training me. And thanks to my family for letting me do all this. And thanks for everybody that's involved.
All right, good stuff, Lance.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You're always welcome on the show. It's a hotbed world. Thanks for being on tonight. And I'm going to move very quickly to Jake Spencer that I want to bring on. Jake, you've been holding on with us, and it's been awesome, man. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell everybody in hotbed world where you're from and what grade you're in and who you played for this past season.
Well, guys, my name is Jake Spencer. I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. And I'm in seventh grade. I played for the Northeast Bandits, which is located in St. Pete, and we went undefeated and won the county championship as I led them to the county championship. And most recently, I've been playing for the St. Pete Outlaws on 8-on-8.
Fantastic. Well, a little bit about Jake. Jake is obviously from the St. Pete area, as he stated before. One thing you might not know about Jake is that Jake's a winner. He comes from a long line of winning. Last year, his team won the conference championship. He does really good things with his technique and footwork. He's making great strides in his game and his mental aspect. One thing that Jake does really well is that Jake can throw the ball deep pristine accuracy. He gets the ball out to his receivers, and a good pocket quarterback that can get the ball out to his playmakers and let them do what they're supposed to do, which is make plays. Jake, tell us a little bit about what you've been doing to get ready for the showcase.
Well, I've been constantly working with you and by myself, hitting up the ladder every day, working with the 40-yard dash, doing the 5-10-5, throwing the medicine ball. I mean, I'm striving to be the best in the combine. It takes me blood, sweat, and tears. Whatever it takes me to do, I'm willing to do it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Jake's a really hard worker. He likes to, when we get out there, he likes to get out there and move around a lot. He's one of those guys that doesn't want to leave when the time has come to go. He always looking for a way to get better. Every time we're done with his work, he'll come and ask me, Coach, what can I do this week to get better? What can I do this week to get better? And he's not all talk either. He's going to go out and put it in, and I've seen that in the last few months. Seen him put a lot of work in, seen him grow. He's starting to get a little faster, starting to get a little stronger, starting to get a little quicker, and all those things are going to help him at the combine.
Yeah, I feel like, Drew, every time I leave your quarterback academy, I'm not only a better athlete, but I'm a smarter, faster, and better quarterback. And I feel like every time I come there, I learn something new, and it helps me improve to try to be the best.
Try to be the best, indeed. Hey, man, we're looking forward to having you out there, Jake, and give you shouts out before we let you go tonight.
Well, first, I want to shout out to my football team, the Northeast Bandits, and my 8-on-8 team, the St. Pete Outlaws. I want to shout out to Drew for helping me and working me and teaching me new stuff. I want to shout out to my family, my mom for being very supportive and working me through this, and my dad for working a lot of hours to help me be able to have a great time for this. And I want to thank my brother for helping me just throwing the ball around the room. I want to thank all my family for being very supportive, and I always want to thank God for giving me this opportunity.
Absolutely, man, and thank you for being on the show tonight. Wow, awesome stuff. We got a lot of people who are ready to compete. Let's jump right into it. Why don't we go out to the Northeast and talk to Adam. Adam, come on in. Welcome into Hot Bear Radio. And how do you pronounce your last name, Adam? I don't want to mess it up on the radio.
It is pronounced Asiri, and thanks, guys, for having me tonight. I am a 6'3½", eighth grader, 200 pounds, and I play for the Forest Hills Rangers out of Sidman, PA.
Sidman, PA. Okay, now how close to that is to a city we might recognize, like Philadelphia or someplace like that?
Johnstown, Pennsylvania is located about 20 minutes away, and Pittsburgh is located about an hour and a half away.
Okay, got it. Okay, so he's in Western PA. So, Adam, say hello to Drew Phillips. He's the guy that's been sort of instrumental in your recruitment. And, Drew, tell us what do you know and what you like about Adam.
Well, first thing that you see evident with Adam when you put on his film is he's got the size already. 6'3", 200 pounds, moves around pretty well for a guy that size, and he has a really good arm strength. But one thing I like when I put on his film was that his offense is really balanced. So they come out and they show you a bunch of different looks. They don't just line up in one formation and do that, you know, particular formation all the time. They're going to come out in a little bit of under center, a little bit of shotgun. They're going to space it out a little bit, spread it around a little bit. And Adam does a really good job working around the pocket, getting the ball out of his hand. And what's you can see, you can't see this in many cases, but you can see this with Adam. He has a great control and leadership over this offense. You can tell, you can see in some of his film, he's putting guys in the right place to make plays and line up correctly. So you can tell he's got good leadership skills, and he demonstrates authority and confidence when he's out there on the football field.
Absolutely. And, Adam, what sort of things are you doing right now to get ready for this national invitational showcase?
Right now I am on a workout with a guy from Somerset, Pennsylvania, who's helping me out, and he gives me workouts every day. And after school, after the workout, that's when I usually go out with my dad, work on the 40, the 5-10-5, and especially my footwork. I need to get better on my footwork, quicker, faster in the pocket, and mostly, we've just been working on my strength and my ball control and security in the pocket.
Absolutely. Hey, sounds real good. Go ahead and give you a shout-out before we let you go and talk to one of our other quarterbacks tonight.
I'd like to thank Coach Phillips for recruiting me down there, Football Hotbed, for putting this together, and I'm just looking forward to it, guys. Thanks.
Thank you. That was, of course, Adam from Western PA. He's in the 2019 class, and Drew, he's got measurables, man. He's almost 6'4" in the eighth grade. That's incredible. And that Western PA area, of course, is home to a lot of good and talented football. I mean, you talk about maybe almost the birthplace of football out there in the Northeast area. So I'm expecting big things out of Adam in this contest.
I am too. 6'3", 200 pounds as an eighth grader. That's scary. That's already bigger than some of the high school kids that I work with. He's physically already there. All he needs to do is develop a little bit mentally, put a little bit of muscle on, and he's going to be pretty scary in a couple of years when college scouts come calling his name.
Absolutely. It's going to be interesting, and when we talk about a competition that's featuring some of the best, I mean, you really, really have to think that they are, you know, coming from all over the country, and they already have college-level measurables and talent. Speaking of talent, I want to bring on one of your guys, Andy Roberts. Andy, welcome into Hotbed Radio. It's a Hotbed World, one of our Hotbed All-American starting quarterbacks of Team White. Just first of all, give us a little background, Andy. A lot of people don't know who you play for. I know you're playing already on the varsity level in eighth grade, but just give us a little background as we welcome you in tonight.
Hi, thank you for letting me on the show. And I'm in eighth grade. I play for Indian Rocks Christian School, which is in Largo, Florida, which is a short distance away from Tampa. And I've been playing down here for a couple years, just moved down here from state of Washington a couple years back and met Drew when I was a real raw player. And since then, I've gotten a lot better with my mechanics and my footwork and everything, and been working and improving ever since.
Absolutely. And just talk a little bit about the All-American experience. I know just going to Jacksonville, participating, and, you know, what you may have taken away from it and how it, you know, kind of giving you a new perspective, or, you know, just anything you had taken away from, you know, being with us back in December and early January.
Yeah, that was a great opportunity to go ahead and play with some of the best talent in the country, and meet a lot of guys who are real great at playing football. And it was great to go ahead and make relationship with them and talk to them and hang out with them and the coaches who are coming from all around the country, who have gotten lots of experience with winning and winning championships and leading teams. That it's really cool to meet them and learn a lot of things from them. And it was fun to take away how much competition there is around the country and how good a lot of kids these are in eighth grade. And it was fun.
Andy, will you go ahead and let the audience know? I know you told everybody that you're from Indian Rocks, but let them know a little bit about what your team did this past fall.
Yeah, we
both on the middle school level and in the high school.
Yeah, I moved to Indian Rocks just this year, and we showed up, and we had a pretty solid team going on, and we went through and summer workouts and bonded together as a team, and ended up going through the year undefeated, winning each game really not by much of a margin, or excuse me, by a great margin, really not very close. And then right after that, went ahead and played with the varsity team, who was still undefeated at that time, and we went ahead and won a few games at the end of the regular season to finish that off, went ahead in the playoffs, and took care of some business there on our way to the state championships. That was just a great experience to go ahead and play there in Orlando, I believe it was. And it was a great game there, and we ended up losing, but it was a real fun game, and it was a great season.
Tell us, did you learn anything from the state championship game?
The state championship game, we came in feeling real confident and like we knew what we were doing, which we did to an extent, although we ended up getting blown out by a bit. We ended up learning a lot of self-discipline, a lot of a reality check that kind of came in, and we realized that we're not the only team out there that is working nonstop and every day, and that we have to work harder and harder. And I think we all got a little bit of a blindside hit in a sense that we weren't really ready or prepared to run into this kind of competition. And it was a whole lot of fun and a whole lot of heartbreak at that time. But I know coming forward, we look back at game tape and game film and learning a lot from it. It's definitely going to benefit us for this next year.
Yeah, benefit you guys indeed. And Andy, you know, we're looking for you to come down and assert yourself definitely as one of our Hotbed All-Americans in this competition. Why don't you go ahead and give your shouts out before we switch to another quarterback, and thanks for being on with us tonight.
Yes, sir, thank you. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to God. He's made all this possible. I would be nowhere without him. I want to give a shout-out to my family, my mom, my dad. Mom getting her oven mitts on, going out in the yard and throwing with me, my sisters being a great sport about it too, going in with bruised hands and still being able to come back out and play with me. Want to give a shout-out to my teammates, greatest teammates in the world. Real supportive, real fun to be around, and can never be away from a good laugh with them. Shout-out to my coaches, Coach Ciccarelli and Coach Buchanan, and everybody that's helped me along the way. Andrew, of course.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for being on the show. We look forward to seeing you real soon, Andy, at the Hotbed World.
Yes, thank you.
All right, so now let's go out. Before we do, you know, Drew, that's one of your guys. I know you've been with him a while. What are your reflections on Andy Roberts?
Well, Andy Roberts is going to come down, and I know what kind of character or person he is. I know what kind of work ethic he has, and I know he wants to show everybody that he's the best. I mean, he's got one goal, and that's to be called the best, and he's had that goal for 2-3 years now that I've been working with him, and that goal hasn't changed. So when this opportunity came up, I know he was really excited about it. I know he's ready to prove that he's going to be the best. And one thing about Andy is that he feeds on whatever I tell him. So whatever I tell him he needs to do, he goes and does it. He's not one of those guys that kind of drags his feet when you tell him to do something. He's going to go out and do it because he wants to get better. And in the last 2 years, he's gone from a really raw quarterback to being something that's going to be very special. Probably going to be in 2 years from now, we'll talk about guys in the past past showcase, and I believe he'll be one of the better quarterbacks in Pinellas County when he's a sophomore and junior. And one cool stat about Andy is that last year he played 8 games. His team won, I think, his average of margin victory was like 42-0. And one only stat I really harp on for quarterbacks is turnovers. And Andy had 0 turnovers, no interceptions, and no fumbles the whole year. So I was really proud of him for being able to accomplish that goal.
Wow, that's impressive. Impressive stuff. Also impressive, let's go out west. Evan Spry, say hello. Welcome into Hotbed Radio. What's going on tonight,
hey,
man?
How's everyone tonight?
Doing good. Now tell us where you're from and who you play for and what grade you're in, Evan.
I'm from Mission Viejo, California. I play for the Saddleback Valley Cougars, and I'm in 7th grade.
All right, good deal. So say hello to Coach Drew Phillips tonight, and he's the one who's been very instrumental in, you know, recruiting you out here to Fort Lauderdale.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much for the invite. Blessed to be on the show. Very humbled. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, buddy. I'm glad you got the opportunity to call in. Excited to talk a little bit about you.
Yes, sir. All right, well, I have great parents who pay for a lot of the camps that I'm fortunate enough to go to. My quarterback coach is Coach Esquivel in Bankhead with the D1 Academy. I like to meet up with them once a week, and I'm going to a Tesoro camp in Paso League right now for Tesoro High School. And I have great coaches on my football team. I've learned a lot, and I'm hoping to get better at my pocket presence, but I'm always working, I'm always striving to get better, you know, cause especially because I'm a smaller person, I get underestimated. So I'm always looking for that little niche and looking at the film.
Good deal, good deal. I like that, Evan. I really like that that nugget you shared. Just talk a little bit about once you got this invite, what made you really want to come all the way out from California to Fort Lauderdale to compete against some of the best quarterbacks in the nation?
Well, it's a great opportunity, something I can get looked at. You know, especially where I'm at, I don't have as much attention down here. And I really was interested in the University of Miami visit and meeting with Coach Drew Phillips and competing with some of the best. So I know what the competition is because it's not just me trying to get a better quarterback and achieve my dreams to get in the NFL, but I want to be the best quarterback to ever play. And so it's always striving to get better.
Hey, man, I love it, Evan. And, man, I'm pumped up. I'm ready. Give us your shouts out all the way from Cali. Let everybody know who you're representing tonight on Hotbed Radio.
Well, my family is always supportive. My parents, you know, they work so hard. They care about me, and they help me out with school. My family always helps me, and my stepdad will go out there to ball with me. My dad helps me stay balanced. same with my dad's girlfriend. My mom is helping me get to my quarterback coaches, and I cannot help but to thank God, because he's the one who's helped me get all the way where I am, and I would not be here on this earth today without him.
Absolutely. Good stuff from you, Evan. I'm pumped. I'm psyched. I know you want to be the best. Thanks for being on Hot Bed Radio tonight, man.
Hey, thank you.
Evan Spry, Drew, wants to be the best at ever, not just in the nation and in middle school,
today,
best
ever.
To ever do it.
I love it. Hey, he wants to if you go big, you might as well go big, right?
Exactly. He's already looking for ways to get better. And, who knows? I mean, what you are in seventh grade doesn't. I probably was 5'6", 5'7", in seventh grade. I'm 5'10 and a half, almost 5'11". So a lot can happen in 3 or 4 years. So you never know, and that's why you always got to work hard, because the chips may swing your way and you may get an unexpected blessing. And with an attitude like that, the sky's definitely not even close to the limit when it comes to that kind of thing.
No question about it. I mean, I think he's going to be pretty good. I think he's going to come out and turn some heads at the showcase. I mean, he's got deceptive quickness and speed, really good pocket presence, good booting to his right, good booting to his left, good footwork, good drops. I mean, pretty good package of things. A little on the shorter side, but for this competition, height and weight aren't going to really matter.
Absolutely. It's going to be about who you are as a quarterback, how well you can deliver the football, your footwork, your speed. All of that's going to come into play. And Drew, I'm going to get you to tell these quarterbacks what they need to keep in mind in just a moment. And in just a moment, we're going to go out to Arizona and talk to not only some quarterbacks that are participating in our National Middle School Invitational Showcase, but also in the Arizona Select Combine. So that's coming up in just a minute. But Evan says something about the University of Miami. He's a big fan of the U. He's excited about that. Just want to let everybody know that included in this entire showcase weekend, May 1st and 2nd, on May 1st, we're going to go down to the University of Miami. We're going to leave our host hotel, the Courtyard Marriott, Fort Lauderdale, head down, carpool to the University of Miami, take a tour of the facilities down there, and get a chance to see one of the nation's historic programs, 5 national championships. Head coach Al Golden and the staff down there want to give a shout-out to Coach Ryan McMee, the player development head director down there who set everything up with us. It's going to be beyond exciting. A chance to be one-on-one with the coaches and the staff, the recruiting staff, the guys who do the heavy lifting, who put you before the coaches. That's definitely who we're talking to. It's never too early to get on radar. And speaking of Miami, I'm going to bring in one of your favorites, Drew. Pete Zamora here locally of the West Miramar Patriots, one of our hotbed All-American quarterbacks in the class of 2021. What's going on, Pete?
What's up, Brandon?
Not too
What's
much,
up,
man. Welcome into Hot Bed Radio.
How you doing, buddy?
Say hello to Coach Drew Phillips.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good, good. How about you?
Doing well. Glad Pete's going to come down. Pete was one of the Hot Bed All-Americans from this past year. Had a really good showing, had a really good week of practice. Demonstrates really good leadership skills. Was able to take control of his team and was presented with some challenges. He made sure that everybody was in the right spot, made sure that every kid was treated fairly. Pete's a very good leader, and I mean, he doesn't know this, but I call him Mr. Mechanics. Pete's got some of the best mechanics I've ever seen in my life for a sixth grade kid. He puts the ball where it's supposed to be, spiral every time he throws the ball. Really good footwork, really good technique. I mean, he is Mr. Mechanics.
Absolutely, and Pete, for those that don't know you very well, give us your bio. Let everybody know where you're from, who you play for, and just give us your location and everything like that.
All right. I'm from Davie, Florida. I'm in the sixth grade, and I play for the West Miramar Patriots.
All right, and Pete, you had a distinct pleasure of being one of the few middle schoolers pretty much ever to participate in the Rivals Showcase out here a couple weeks back. How was that experience, and just tell us how that came about.
It was a great experience for me. I met a lot of new coaches, and I met a lot of new faces.
Absolutely. So what are you most looking forward to? You kind of defending home court here, playing not too far from where you live in the showcase. What are you most looking forward to in a couple of weeks when we get over to Cardinal Gibbons and start battling it out in sixth grade?
I'm looking forward to seeing one of the best quarterbacks in the nation and competing against them.
Absolutely. Hey, why don't you go ahead and give us a shout-out before we let you go tonight, Pete?
First of all, I'd like to shout out God. He's done this all. He's walked me through all of this. None of this would be able to happen besides with him. I'd like to thank my parents, my family, my coaches, and my teammates.
Absolutely. Hey, it's been a pleasure having you on, Pete. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Drew, we promise we're getting ready to go to Arizona in just a moment, but why don't you go ahead and tell everybody listening. We have a lot of quarterbacks who are listening and tuning in, and if not, they'll be able to, you know, pull this broadcast up in the future. What should they be doing right now to get ready to come and put on the absolute best performance when they get ready to come to Fort Lauderdale Cardinal Gibbons in this national quarterback showcase presented by Football Hotbed and Phillips QB Academy?
Well, they definitely don't want to be sitting around, I'll tell you that much, because you just listen to about five or six kids that are ready to go right now. I mean, they're ready. If we could have hosted it at 10 o'clock tonight, they'd be ready to go. So, you know, you want to be out and out and about and moving. The showcase is going to be mental and physical. So you want to make sure that you get a little bit of board work in. You want to get some coverages up. You want to be able to figure out how to identify those pre-snap and during snap. You also want to start working on your takeoffs for the 40-yard dash, maybe working some parachute sprints. You want to get comfortable with the 5-10-5. If you don't know what that is, you can YouTube it. It's some of the stuff that the NFL does. You also want to get comfortable throwing a medicine ball. You don't want to just go out there and not be able to know what it feels like to throw that ball, and that's just the combine part of it. And then the throwing part of it, you want to be comfortable throwing from under center, and you want to be throwing comfortable from throwing a shotgun. We're going to do a little bit of play action. We're going to do a little bit of waggling. We're going to do some normal drops, 3 steps, 5 steps, 1 step. We're going to throw a longest ball competition. We're going to throw a most accurate competition. And so those are the different things you might want to start working on. Start working on your feet. Start working on your arm. Start working on your speed. And don't be sitting on the couch, because if you do, it's going to be evident come May 1st and May 2nd.
Absolutely, man. It goes down. Drew Phillips, you're the man. And we got a couple more quarterbacks as we transition to the Arizona section. Want to let everybody know at Football Hotbed that it was our pleasure to answer the call to come to the desert this year. I definitely have been trying to get back to the desert, as I mentioned in the opening of the show, ever since my trip to Arizona was canceled. Covering the John McCain campaign, the presidential campaign back in 2008 as a network news producer for ABC News, was just getting ready to go to Arizona for the first time ever. Had to go to Aruba. I know, bye-bye. Everybody's so sad for Brandon, but I was really looking forward to going to Arizona. I had been in Aruba many times before in the Natalie Holloway case, a very sad story, but a case I was on nonetheless. But I wanted to go to Arizona. I'm getting that chance. One of the guys is going to meet me there, Marco Lepizio, one of the quarterbacks out there in the Arizona area. He's also going to be at our National Middle School Quarterback Showcase. Marco, what's going on tonight? Welcome into Hotbed Radio. It's a Hotbed World. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from in Arizona, who you play for, what grade, and just give everybody in Hotbed World just a little biographical information about yourself.
I'm Marco Lepizio. I'm about 5'8", 130. I just recently moved from Wayzata, Minnesota, coming from the biggest school in the state, great school, tons of great talent there. Multiple NFL players have come from Wayzata High School. Now I just moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, and now I'm playing for a new team, the Scottsdale Wolves, and it's been a great experience and great talent out here. Obviously, big difference from Minnesota to Arizona.
Absolutely, big difference in the weather indeed. Talk a little bit about, because we're going to be at the Combine on Sunday the 26th, and then later on that Friday, we're going to see each other again at the National Middle School Showcase. We know the combine is going to be exciting. What are you looking for to regarding the showcase there?
I'm very excited to see the talent from different parts of the U.S. and get to compete with some of the best in the nation, and just excited for the experience and to see the U of Miami.
Absolutely. It's going to be great to visit. And then talk a little bit about Football Hotbed coming to Arizona. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's great. It's in my hometown at a school not too far from me at Chaparral, and I'm beyond excited. It's going to be great to see all the local kids that I'll be competing with throughout high school.
Absolutely. If you're listening, you definitely need to come out and be a part of this great Arizona Select Combine and Showcase. It's going to be a very, very special event, and we got a lot of Arizona kids who are going to talk about it. Marco, before we let you go, why don't you go ahead and give your shouts out to anybody you want to recognize and thank tonight.
Shout out to my speed and conditioning trainer, Bill Welly, out in Minnesota, my quarterback trainer, Mike Giovando, my best friend training partner, Alec Underhill, and, of course, my family, my dad, my mom, for always being there for me and giving me the opportunity to compete, and my brother for teaching me how to work hard and motivating me. But most of all, God for giving me this opportunity. I won't be able to do anything without him.
Absolutely. Neither would we. And it's been a pleasure, Marco. Thanks for joining us on Hotbed Radio at the Hotbed World. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's go also to Arizona. Spencer Rattler also participating in our National Quarterback Showcase. Spencer, man, welcome into Hotbed Radio. It's the Hotbed World. How you doing tonight, man?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Doing well. You got Coach Drew Phillips on the phone as well. Drew, tell me a little bit about what you like about Spencer, what he brings to the table.
Spencer's got good size going into high school next year, about 6 feet, 150 pounds, brings to the table many different things. Another one of those kids that you can stick into any kind of system, and I think he'd succeed in. He's one of the kids that I got an opportunity to actually get his stats for, and, man, he's got some eye-popping stats. Threw for over 4,600 yards, had a 25-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio last year. But if that's not enough for you, his completion percentage was 85%. 85% completion percentage. And you think, okay, Drew, that means he must have been throwing some flat routes, some slant routes, some curl routes. No, sir. He's throwing the deep stuff. He's throwing the digs. He's throwing the post. He's throwing the fade. And he's throwing them all well. To complete it 85% of the time, one, he's got to have extreme accuracy. And two, he's got to have some great receivers. So Spencer comes with some great, great, great stats. And I expect to see some big things from Spencer.
Absolutely. And Spencer, just give us a little bit of background information from yourself, your grade, where you play for, and just, you know, who you're training with, et cetera, out there in Arizona, exactly where you are from.
All right, I'm Spencer Rattler, 6 foot, 150 pounds. I'm from North Phoenix, Arizona. My quarterback coach is Coach Giovando, and I've been training with him for about 4 years, and I'm in eighth grade and going to Pinnacle High School next year.
Okay, sounds great. Scottsdale Firebirds, awesome. What does it now mean? And we talked a little bit about the showcase, but before that, we've got the Arizona Select Combine. What does it now mean to have something like this come to your area, and what are you looking forward to with regard to the Combine on the 26th at Chaparral High School?
Well, I'm looking forward to competing with the top guys in Arizona, the guys I'll be playing with in high school, and just measure my talent compared to theirs and just show what I got at that combine.
Absolutely. And have you, or, you know, as far as combines are concerned, how many have you participated in? Do you know how fast you're running? Do you have any information, or would this be among your first?
This is about, I'd say, the second, third combine I've been to. I had one recently, I'd say a couple months ago, with the quarterback academy at Coronado High School, and it was mostly throwing, but we did some medicine ball work and some 40 times and all that stuff.
Okay, so they have some exciting times to build on there. And just Spencer, before we let you go, just give, you know, your shouts out and let everybody know who you're representing on tonight.
All right, I want to shout out to, of course, my teammates for helping me have a great season, my dad for driving me everywhere and making me get better day in, day out, and then my family for supporting me, and I want to thank God for letting me have this blessing to play football and have a fun time doing it.
Absolutely, a fun time indeed. We'll see you twice, once in Arizona and again in Fort Lauderdale. It's a hotbed world. Spencer, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Next, I want to go to another talented quarterback, but before I do, Drew, I want to say it's been a pleasure having you on. Man, we talked to a lot of guys. It's going to be an amazing time at the showcase. What are your takeaways from tonight and all the folks we talked about?
Man, I'm just more excited now than I've ever been. I feel like I need to go get a workout in because I'm just so hyped up, ready to go. I mean, these guys have me pumped. I'm ready to get these kids out here, and I'm ready to see them against each other. And I'm ready to see who's going to come out and have a good day and who's going to come out and make their name known. I mean, I'm just looking forward to it on every single level. All those guys are well-spoken. They have a vision and a plan for their life, and I think they're all ready to go and anxious to get out there.
Yeah, and when I think about these quarterbacks, there's a song that comes to my mind, and I just got to play it right now. I feel the master. I feel them. Y'all ready? They ready. Come on. Y'all ready? They ready.
These guys are ready, man.
We ready.
There's no doubt. They are. That's perfect. That's a perfect way to put it. They're ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Go ahead and give yourself out, Drew, man, before we let you go tonight, man.
Sure. Well, of course, you know, you want to thank God, Lord and Savior. Without Him, none of this would be possible. I want to give a shout-out to my wife for always having my back, my beautiful wife, Elisa. Shout-out to all my family, my mom, my dad, my sister, my uncle, and my in-laws. They're very supportive of me and all I do, and I want to be here without them.
Absolutely. Thanks, Drew. It's been a pleasure, man. We'll talk to you again real soon. I want to go out now back to Arizona and talk to another talented quarterback who's actually in California, but he's going to be participating in this Arizona Select Combine, Thomas Mercogliano. I hope I said that correctly, Thomas. Welcome into Hotbed Radio. It's a Hotbed World. How you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. And just give us a little bit of the background about you. Tell us where you're from and obviously, you're getting ready to participate in Arizona. Just what sort of your draw to come over to the desert and kind of show, you know, what you have out in Scottsdale and what you're looking forward to with regard to that event?
All right. Well, my name's Thomas Mercogliano. I'm from Lake Tahoe, California. And I've been coming to work out and train in Arizona once a week every month with my quarterback coach, Dennis Gile, from the Quarterback Academy. And
sure.
My real drive is to become one of the great quarterbacks. I obviously want to go to the NFL because, well, that's been my dream ever since I was young. And I'm just coming out, training hard, and doing my best to become one of the best ever.
Okay, so just give us a little bit of background. Obviously, as an eighth grade quarterback, where did you play this past year, and what kind of numbers did you put up, and just go through us a little bit about your season and give us some of your accolades from this past year.
All right, so I played for the Truckee Wolverines in Lake Tahoe, California. I had about over 1,000 yards passing. It was a decent season. We don't have obviously the best athletes in Lake Tahoe because it's not as big as a population. However, my team was very good. Our O-line did protect me, which I'm so grateful for. Receivers did catch what they were supposed to catch. And it was just a fun season overall.
Absolutely. And now you talk about heading out to in the Arizona Select Combine. You spent a decent amount of time in Arizona training. How often would you say you head out to Arizona to work with your quarterback coaches?
Well, I've been working with him for about a year, so and I've been going about a week every month.
Wow, okay. So every month you go out there for about a week, and just talk about, you know, just some of your training regimen. Give us, you know, sort of your keys to success for getting better in training and some of the things you're working on as a quarterback.
All right, so I'm continually working on my power from my throwing arm to my footwork, quick in the pocket. I need to be able to see blitzes coming. I need to see coverages. So I'm continually working on that in a place called Exos in Arizona. There's a bunch of machines and routines that I do with my coach, Dennis Guile, that and other partners. And in Reno, here in Nevada, I'm working at a place called Fast, and I'm doing all 40-yard dash times, running with chains, power tossing with kettle with balls and medicine balls. And so it's been a constant grind, and I haven't been stopping because this is a dream. And to make this come true and to do well in this combine, I'm going to have to really work hard because I know I'm going to be among the best in the nation, and I want to show myself how well I do and show others how am I doing too.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things, you've been on the national stage many, many times before, offense, defense, All-American from a few years ago, and just all the things that you've done. I guess, what have you learned sort of, you know, even in your young career about training and how it carries over? Because things like this, you're obviously not able to be selected again for Utah All-American. You're getting ready to go into high school, but you're coming out to the combine, showcasing your skills. Explain what motivates you to do that and what you hope to gain and pull away from it, or what you're looking to prove.
Now, what I'm trying to gain is just the confidence in myself. I see that now that I'm competing against nationally ranked quarterbacks, and I am among one of them, I really have to try my best and work hard every day because I know I can't stop. And what I'm trying to prove, I'm not trying to prove anything to anyone, really. I'm trying to prove something to myself that I can really do what I am capable of, which is, I think, going far. I want to try to get into college at least with my talent and ability. And so I'm going to keep pushing myself, and I'm not going to stop there.
Absolutely. Why don't you go ahead and tell us, give us a window into the future. Where do you think you're going to go to high school? And, you know, what are some of the expectations once you get to the high school level? Are you going to be on varsity? Are you going to play JV, ninth grade? Just give us a little window into the future, Thomas.
So I'm still undecided about high school. I might move to Arizona for Pinnacle or one of the high schools down there. However, I'm still deciding and being recruited by high schools here. I'm still deciding with my quarterback coach who is best for my fit because I'm more of a pocket passer that likes to run as well. So I'm not really sure. I can't really answer your question about where I'm going to high school, but I am looking to either play JV or varsity as a freshman.
Absolutely. Hey, it's going to be an awesome time. Thanks for already coming and committing yourself to come to our Arizona Select Combine. You're one of our cover guys. How cool was it to be on the cover? Did you show your friends, or just what was that experience like when you got the flyer and the cover, you know, that we're promoting and everything like that? How was that experience?
You know, when my dad showed me Dino, I'm good friends with Marco and Spencer, so I train with them. And we were texting, and it was just amazing. I saw it. I posted it on Instagram. It was one of the coolest things ever. And I was proud of myself and proud of my friends.
Absolutely. Hey, it's a job well done. Hard work pays off. Spencer, we look forward to seeing you at the Arizona Select Combine. Before we let you go ahead and shout out everybody you want to. And thanks for being with us on the radio tonight.
So I'd like to shout out my family. You know, they're super supportive of me. Everything I do, they're trying to help me become the best that I can. I want to shout out to God, obviously, because he's the one that helped me. I want to shout out to all my teammates. They're the best in the world. It really connects me. All my coaches and all the help that you guys are giving me too, and allowing me to show myself and expose myself to the nationally ranked quarterback.
Absolutely, Tom. It's a hotbed world, man. We'll see you real soon in the future, man. Hey, great show again. What can I say? Hotbed world, this is the only way we do it. Yours truly, Brandon O'Dor. Man, an hour straight, no break. It's amazing. Youth football radio, we do it for the kids. We do it for the exposure. We do it for those trying to reach the next level. It's not always about training. Our guys, they train. They have quarterback coaches. They got the training part down. It's about competition for us. May 1st and 2nd, National Middle School Invitational Quarterback Showcase. You cannot just show up. You must be invited. Trip to the University of Miami. Let's meet the recruiting staff. Come back, let's check in, get in the film room, and take the QB assessment test. Who's really the best? Then on May 2nd, get out to the field. 40-yard dash, 5-10-5 shuttle, power ball. Let's see who has the agility, the skills, and then we go under center. We're in the shotgun to read and react. What can you do on the dig route? What can you do with the long ball? Hey, it's going down 5 different positional drills. Out of that, we take 4 from each grade class. They become the future forward. The winner is the overall point leader, and it's going to be a wrap. Then we, before that, we get to Arizona. I come to the desert. Brandon O'Dor will make his appearance in the desert first and foremost. So looking forward to it. I'm inviting everyone from Phoenix, Mesa, Arizona, everybody in Nevada, Southern California. You can drive across the border, New Mexico. It goes down the Arizona Select Combine, 4th through 8th grade. Get your combine scores, your hotbed heat index scores. Compare yourselves only to other middle school athletes. Hotbed is the only one offering this. That's the beauty of our combine. Get exposed by being written up by our West Coast director, Thomas Fleming, on our website, and get better. Know where you are. Evaluate yourself. See where you are. Get the evaluation. It's Hotbed World. We do it. We are the nation's leading multimedia platform for youth football. For now, Brandon O'Dor, it's the Hotbed World. I'm signing off. Y'all have a great one.